This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Corey and I have a very, very interesting show planned for you today. We're going to start off with Chris Temple. We're going to discuss a question that I think is on the minds of an awful lot of people who are investors, and they are particularly interested in the energy sector. A lot of folks are wondering right now, given the turmoil that's going on in the Middle East, and it certainly is as volatile and as active over there, really, as it's almost ever been, what was going on in Iraq and what continues to go on with the folks in Israel and the Palestinians. Why isn't the price of oil going up? You know, I mean, that's absolutely a powder keg that's doing more than just smoldering right now. And Chris has some very, very interesting comments on that that make an awful lot of sense. Chris, you're on, bud.
Well, it's an interesting mix, Al, and it's to a lot of people a confusing mix. I've had to kind of go back to the drawing board in a couple of cases myself and say, well, gee, do I see this right or do I see that right? And I remain bullish longer term on energy for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is I think we're going to see, despite slowing economies, we're going to see some supply issues sooner rather than later. But let me back up and talk about why oil in particular has been so weak recently. First of all, for some time when the price of oil has been elevated, supposedly over geopolitical fears earlier, which now seem to be non-existent, it's really been in the face of chronically weak growth in the world. And I think that what is finally happening in recent days is that we see Europe slipping back into recession. Japan, their economy declined almost 7% on an annualized basis in the latest quarter. China's consumption of oil is flatlining as their economy is in trouble. We can go on and on. This country, we've seen weaker economic figures, or at least a mixed bag. I guess relative to some of the others, we're better off, but that's not saying a whole heck of a lot. And so finally, the market is reacting a little bit more to the present-day supply and demand issues. That's number one. Number two, and maybe somewhat of an irony, you know, when the president announced several days ago that he was going to do some bombing runs to try and check the advance of ISIS over in Iraq, when he announced that we were going to send cargo planes to try and help the Christian minority that was being wiped out in northern Iraq, he promised that we would not have boots on the ground. Well, that promise has already been broken. We've got a couple of military teams late this week that have been there, and I don't think anybody with any sense at all believes that it's going to stop there. And in a strange way, that has also taken a little bit of the fear out, because the belief is, right or wrong, that if we have U.S. and U.K. and other troops that are there to try and stabilize a situation, then it's less likely that we are going to see disruptions of supplies from at least that particular area. Last but not least, one of the factors recently, I think, has been the somewhat stronger value of the U.S. dollar. Keep in mind, and I think our listeners need to realize this, there is a lot, as I have talked on this program at other times in the past, there's a lot of misunderstanding as far as the relationship between the U.S. dollar and the gold price, which don't always act inversely to one another. If folks want to look for a commodity that is more reliable in acting inversely to the dollar, it is crude oil. And so we are seeing traders actually exploit this. I think some of the selling recently has been some traders piling on, trying to make some money on this swing lower in the oil price and a little bit higher in the U.S. dollar. The question is whether all of these things are going to continue. And I don't believe that they will. Basically, we're going to see, as time goes on, a lot more pressure if these lower prices, even at this level, persist. There's going to be some pressure on financing and cash flows for a lot of the shale production in this country. We're already seeing, because of some of the worries overseas, that drilling is being reduced. Schlumberger this last week announced that it was going to see lower revenues and lower activity because of decreased activity in Russia. Some multinationals have said that until things settle down in Iraq, we're not going to be in there doing any more development. So I don't think that this, you know, yes, we have lower consumption, but the part of the equation that has the market in oversupply now, I think is going to correct itself very quickly. So bottom line is crude oil, as long as it stays in the 90s, remains in an upward channel that it has been in for 15 years. And I don't think anything's going to change that. I don't think prices can go terribly much lower without hitting supplies fast, because costs these days to recover energy are higher.
Chris, you covered a lot of great information here. First of all, touching on demand, yes, we have seen a decrease in demand. Supply, I was also reading a lot of articles this week that talked about supply being much higher than a lot of the analysts thought. And I think your comments of that will all correct, and right now we might just be seeing an oversupply simply because maybe all these wells were going and companies were thinking that the demand would be there. And your final comment right there on the cost of production with the fracking in the U.S. and just simply oil not being as available out there, it is costing more. We see that same thing in the gold market. So I guess my question to you is, will the oil price come back quickly in your eyes, or is this, has this recent hit kind of hurt the market so that it will take longer for this price to come back?
Well, Corey, you mentioned gold, and we have seen evolving over the last two to going on 3 years now, a situation where a much lower gold price has resulted in production being shut in. There's less mine production than there would have been. That, among other things, has helped to stabilize the price of gold. It hasn't come roaring back in a big way yet, but I think the downside has been all but eliminated. That process, I believe, is going to play out a lot faster when it comes to crude oil. One of the things, and we've talked about this before, the nightmare scenario, if you want to see a soaring oil price despite still weak economies, is going to be if we have any major market shock or liquidity shock or the junk bond market all of a sudden really starts to unravel. Keep in mind that a lot of the newer production, especially in this country, which is not profitable on a GAAP accounting basis, has added a few million barrels a day of production in this country almost exclusively because you've got hedge funds that are willing to throw endless amounts of money at some of these companies, profitable or not, because they're all sold on this big boom that we have. And if all of a sudden something were to cause that to dry up, we're going to have the worst of both worlds. We're going to have prices spiking higher because of less production and less available oil supplies at the same time that the economy is tanking. And one may actually feed the other. I think longer term, you still have to like energy. Barring a cataclysmic event with a global economy, the emerging markets over time are still going to grow. In the near term, it's choppier. But long term, I still have to be bullish on crude oil and especially on natural gas.
I think energy is one of those sectors where you really almost can't miss, for lack of better terms. And that's not investment advice. That's just my personal feeling. And, you know, the reason I feel that way is real simple. The human body has a circulatory system, and that circulatory system is obviously dependent on BLOOD, blood. Well, if you were to make an analogy there and talk about the circulatory system, which is keeping our world going, that really has to be energy. And energy really is, for the most part today anyway, oil and gas. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We have a bit of a remote going here in the sense that Corey and I are chatting with Arturo Prestamo. Arturo is down in Mexico at their producing mine. We're going to talk a little bit about Santa Cruz Silver, and the reason we're doing that is we did a presentation to a large brokerage firm yesterday. There was an awful lot of interest from that firm, and so we thought, well, this might be one we may want to present to our listening audience out there in radio land, for lack of better terms. Interest of full disclosure, this is not investment advice. This is simply a description of a producing silver mine down in Mexico that we like a lot. Corey is a shareholder in this particular company. We want to state that the reason that Big Al has an interest in this company is that I have known the president, Mr. Pastamo, for quite some time now. This guy has more passion for the mining industry along with his family than almost any person who I know. Okay, let's talk about, first of all, Arturo, let's talk a little bit about the Rosario project. It is in production right now. Give our listeners a brief overview of that, please.
Yes, oh, definitely. We're very excited because Rosario is, as you mentioned, in production and ramping up nicely. We're now milling around 300 tons per day, which is full mill capacity. We're just finishing to install the third ball mill, which would allow us to go to 700 tons per day milling production capacity. And mine-wise, I mean, the mine is delivering today around 380 tons per day. So we're building a good stockpile there. So we'll, as soon as we get our milling facility to the 700 tons, we will start catching up with this big stockpile that we have now on built. So the idea here, the goal is to be at the 400 tons by the end of September and reaching what its full capacity, 450, 500 tons by mid or the end of October. So we're in very good shape and aiming to reach our goal during those dates.
Arturo, one of the reasons why I hold shares in Santa Cruz is because you don't only just have one property. We all know that you do have the Rosario mine in production, but then you also have the San Felipe project and Gavilanes coming down the line, especially the San Felipe project. Can you provide our listeners with an update on what they can be expecting in the near term?
Definitely, Corey. Actually, I'm glad that you pointed that out. We started with Rosario because it was a project that we had more advanced. It's our smallest project from our portfolio. Nevertheless, it was a good way to present our credentials as builders and developers. So we're pretty much meeting our target here. And our next mine will be San Felipe. As you mentioned, San Felipe, it's a mine, just to give you a rough idea, once in production will give you around 3.6 to 3.9 million ounces of silver equivalent on a yearly basis. We're finishing a PEA on San Felipe, which will be published now in September. I'm very sure that you will agree with me that you will find very strong economics in this property. We're using very conservative numbers or prices for metals today. Even though with those conservative prices, the economics of San Felipe are showing really very robust. So we're very excited on how the mine is developing. And I'm sure now in September when we share this with the public, hopefully they will agree with us. But the mine is looking really strong, and that will be our second mine to come into production, Corey.
Arturo, you know, everybody invests in the stock market because they're looking to make a profit. And profits are typically resultant from share profits are typically a result of profits that a company that one has invested in gets. And when you look at silver mines, or gold mines for that matter, but in this case, when you look at silver mines, a very important factor is what's known as all-in cost, the total cost of producing your product. Where exactly are you right now, and where do you plan to be 6 months from now in that area?
The first quarter for us was a quarter where we were pretty much ramping up the mine and getting at level one in Rosario, where the most challenging part of the mine was the competitiveness of the rock was not as good as level two. So level one was a level where we need to reinforce the lot to treat every single inch that we advance on the property. So costs for us at level one were significantly higher than what we expect for the life of mine, of course. Now that we reach level two, and the area is more competent. We can advance faster and with less reinforcement, because the area is very competitive, the rock is very competitive. So we're bringing costs down as target, and our ultimate goal is to reach, once we get the 450 tons per day, 400 tons or the 500 tons, which should be in the $12, $13 per silver equivalent of a cash cost per silver equivalent. Now, today, on the second quarter, you will see that we're bringing costs down significantly, and that has to do also because during first quarter and also most of second quarter, we have been running on development ore, and we have now stopes ready, and they are adding into our production. So as you might know, stopes are the cheapest source of ore. So we're now aiming to increase our ore feed to the mill from the stopes, and that will be going for the next coming months until we reach our full capacity, right?
So Arturo, I know when you were in level one of the Rosario mine, there were some costs that the company decided to expense initially, which made the all-in development costs slightly more than anticipated, and it made the bottom line actually not as attractive to some investors. However, now that you're into level two and moving forward with what we expect to be higher grade ore, you're expecting these costs to also come down, correct?
Absolutely, Corey. You will see this cost coming down significantly. In addition to we're now adding more stopes to our production, so that is definitely helping us to bring costs down. But more important, as you well mentioned, I mean, level one was the most challenging, as we need to reinforce every single meter of development and there. So level two is now, and not to say level three, we're in better shape. In very good shape now, and in plan to what we knew about those levels. And so you will see costs coming down significantly.
Arturo, thank you for coming on, giving us an update on Santa Cruz. I, as Al mentioned, am a shareholder. Santa Cruz is also a sponsor on our website. Do not construe any of this as investment advice. I'm going to continue to follow this story very closely as Arturo and I chat on a very regular basis, just to make sure that everything in the company is moving forward. Arturo, great to hear what you guys are doing. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Don Broderick.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels,
cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to go from precious metals into the resource energy sector, kind of something that we covered in segment one with Chris Temple. Got my friend Sean Broderick on the line right now. Sean is a resource strategist with an organization called the Oxford Club down in Florida. Known Sean for probably, what's it been, man, probably 15 or 20 years. We have literally traveled around the world together visiting mine sites, visiting various other resource sector areas. And Sean just got back from a five-day trip to Alaska where he was focusing on the energy sector up there. Given what Chris was talking about in the first segment here, Corey and I thought it would be really appropriate to get Sean's views on exactly what's going on up there, costs in Alaska versus costs in other parts of the United States, etc. Sean, what'd you learn, bud?
Well, I learned there is an oil and gas boom in the Prudhoe Bay area. Pretty much the north slope of Alaska is just seeing so much money pour into there. I went through the town of Dead Horse, which has no permanent residence, by the way. Everybody there is only there for long enough to, like, make money, then they leave. They're there for, like, you know, maybe 4 weeks on, 1 week off, that kind of thing. But there are so many new yards being built there for all the oil and gas service companies that are flooding in for all this work that's being offered to them. It is amazing. And looking at that, it makes me wonder, you know, what's happening in the places where it's actually cheaper to get oil and gas, because that area is not easy. It's not cheap. They are going there because there are some incredible deposits, and the new tech makes it easier for them to find these things and to develop this oil and gas. But still, it is an oil and gas boom in that area, and I think there's some real opportunity there.
Sean, you mentioned the costs that are associated with exploring and even producing up north. It's one of the reasons why I tend to shy away from companies that do work up in the Yukon or up in northern Canada, simply because it is expensive. First of all, when you're exploring and when you discover something, can you give us a little insight into what sort of infrastructure is up in the Yukon right now?
Well, that's a funny thing, because most of the drilling they do, at least the onshore drilling, that is done on ice roads. So all the infrastructure, or at least for the roads, goes away in the summertime. What remains is the pipelines. And they have agreements and, like, work things out about who has to pay for how much of each particular pipeline. Because once you actually get the oil and gas coming out of the ground, then you have to do something with it. Now, there is talk of building a gas pipeline up there, because a lot of the gas that comes out of the ground they can't use. They simply don't have a way to harvest it. So if they build that new gas pipeline, which would run near but right not on top of the Alaska oil pipeline, that would just be hugely profitable. Of course, it would bring a lot more gas into a U.S. market that already has plenty of natural gas anyway. But at least now they would be able to get something for that natural gas that they aren't using. But just to speak to your question about costs, one thing that has been happening is we have seen companies like Schlumberger, Halliburton, Baker Hughes, you name it. They have developed new and better technology so that finding oil and gas is becoming less risky. It's not unrisky, but it takes some of the risk out of it. And it makes it easier to develop these multi-level plays where they hit one pocket, then another, and so they get a lot more out of each well. And so you have this kind of thing going on. That's what I think is really making this start to look extremely interesting. And I think that's why we're seeing more money pour into there, because right now it's just bringing down the cost. I mean, they're still spending lots of money. And let me say one thing. The way Exxon and like BP and Conoco throw money around there, I wish I had a bucket to catch some of that, because it's a tremendous fire hose of money. But they wouldn't be throwing that money around if they didn't think they couldn't get it back. And it's the new technology that's really making it possible.
Sean, got a question for you. I'm a real believer in diversification, and I like the resource sector. Diversification within the resource sector, to me, certainly includes some investments in the energy sector. What are your thoughts about natural gas? Do you think that's a good place to be?
Well, it all depends on the company. I have to say that in the shale plays we have in the U.S., you should see some of the reports coming out from a big shale place, how much we have seen an increase in production from these companies that are working in the big shale plays. And the reason, of course, is new tech. I mean, I hate to keep harping on that, but that's why it's not like they suddenly discovered a whole bunch of new more wells. It's that they're now able to get more natural gas out of each one. Now, that is a double-edged sword. If you have a company which can raise its production year over year and do that in a way that does not inflate its cost structure, that is a worthwhile investment, because they have to keep the cost down. However, I have to think some of the smaller plays that are just scrabbling along with a few holes and stuff, so it's really risky, and they have to hit on the next hole. That's why those things can pay off so well, because they can also blow up in your face. So it depends on your risk appetite. I mean, I think there's investments of all types, depending on what your risk appetite is. But just remember, the more and more natural gas comes out of the ground, then that really has an impact on the whole price structure. We've also seen the same thing in oil. With this tremendous boom in all the oil plays we have here in the U.S., that's one major reason why the price of oil is down about 9% in just a couple months, even though we have some parts of the world that seem to be catching on fire with all these geopolitical problems. So we're having a lot of supply come on that makes it risky to invest in some companies. You have to look for the best ones, the ones that can raise production year over year and not raise their costs, and those are the ones that will probably give you the most bang for your buck.
Sean, the supply and demand issues echo a lot of what we were chatting with Chris Temple about in the first segment. So focusing more on the investing aspect, you said it needs to be very company-specific. Do you find yourself attracted more to junior companies or smaller companies, or do you think the bigger companies are the better place?
Well, I am not a person to put everything all in one basket, so I actually have all kinds of companies. I do think that being selective, you can find some junior companies that are outstanding values right now. I don't think that's the only place you should put your money because things could blow up for them. I mean, not in a literal sense, but I mean, they could have problems. I mean, for a junior company, you just need one bad well to really shake things, you know, a lot. However, if the underlying company is really strong and they have that one bad well and the price goes down, well, if you've been looking for a time to buy it, maybe that's the time you want to do it. If they're smart guys running the company, they generally know what they're doing. Everybody has a bad well once in a while. That's when you want to pick up those junior companies. In the meantime, you know, the larger companies especially, and I have to emphasize this again, the oil and gas services area, I think they could do tremendously well.
I started investing in the oil and gas services area about 3 years ago, and my investments there, quite frankly, are doing pretty well. I want to touch on one thing. We've only got a minute left here, but it's interesting to me, as Chris brought up in the first section, with all the flash fires, and they're not even flash fires, major fires going on in the Middle East right now. It's amazing to me that the price of oil is not rapidly increasing. In 30 seconds, can you rationalize that?
Yes, it is. We have new supply coming on, so people just are not as worried as much about the Middle East as they used to be. We have new supply from the U.S., we have new supply from Asia, new supply from Europe, and so those things are helping to balance out what otherwise would be a real upset apple cart because of the same old places that have the same old problems.
It definitely is the same old places. I think the problems have, if this is even possible, compared to some of the tragedies that have occurred there over the last 50 years or better than 50 years, 60 or 70 years, just going back to the recent past, some of the tragedies are almost unthinkable to me that have happened in the past, but they don't even hold a candle to what's going on right now, specifically in Iraq, in my opinion, and I feel very sad for those people. Hey, something that I feel really good about, though, is we're starting a new section on this program called People Who Are Making a Difference, and we're going to be back in the next segment, and we're going to feature a person who is very, very definitely making a positive difference in this world.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We are chatting right now with a friend of Kathy's and mine, Sonia Wiegand. Sonia is the founder of an organization in the Whatcom County area called Animals as Natural Therapy. Why are we talking with Sonia, and what does this have to do with some of the basic premises of our program? Well, Corey and I decided that we wanted to talk a little bit about people who were making a real difference, and we wanted to talk about situations that if you decided that you would like to support them because you believe in them, you're able to do that. Okay, going to start out with Animals as Natural Therapy, and the reason we're doing that is purely and simply, Kathy and I are very involved in this organization. It is a miraculous organization. I don't want to steal Sonia's thunder, but the premise of the organization is that they help, number one, challenged children, number two, challenged teenage girls, number three, returning veterans from the Middle East, and they help these people by utilizing what they call animal therapy. Okay, maybe the wrong way to put it, but simplistically speaking, when a human being develops a relationship with, let's say, a chicken or a horse or a dog, rather amazing things happen to that person's psyche. Sonia, do us a favor, if you would. Tell us a little bit about ANT, and then tell us why this works as effectively as it does.
Well, Animals as Natural Therapy, like you call ANT, we've been around for 15 years, and at first we had no idea what an amazing impact this would have, but after working with veterans and troubled youth, we've seen them turn their lives around and develop hope. As we see, lots of our society doesn't want to talk about mental health and emotional issues. I think Robin Williams' death this week has brought that forward, that it's not talked about enough and there's not enough help that works. We've been working with a lot of depressed people, people with post-traumatic stress. We work with kids who are depressed, kids who have anger issues, families with abuse issues, and because the horses provide a safe environment on our farm. It's emotionally safe, physically safe, and horses and dogs and animals often provide an unconditional love that people need. It's a safe environment to be challenged and to get to discover within yourself a new way of handling these problems, handling your anger, handling your impulses, handling your grief and your anxiety. And animals walk beside us while we do that. And it's amazing to see the shifts in people's lives. People have been locked in their houses for a year or two in depression, be able to get out, finish their education, get jobs. Kids who've been in the throes of drug and alcohol addiction for years and not seeing their true value. And they discover it with a horse. I've heard kids say to me, I've never witnessed a healthy relationship in my life, nor had one until I came here. And now I've developed a really mutually respectful relationship with this 1,000-pound horse. And they carry that forward. They take that into their lives, and it changes them forever. I still am in contact with kids who were here 10 years ago and how this saved them from suicide and depression and has turned around whole families, how they treat each other. So it's pretty exciting.
Sonia, I absolutely love this organization, and anyone who has a pet truly understands how great it can be to either come home from a rough day and have this one animal, no matter what it is, just unconditionally love you and greet you at the door and just be happy to see you. And I assume that's what you see on a lot of the children's and veterans' faces that come to the farm. Can you tell us what animals are at the farm and kind of which ones have been around for the longest time?
Well, we have horses and llama and goats and chickens and rabbits and dogs. I think the dogs and the horses are main players in all this. The rabbits are very important, too. WSU has done some research. WSU is Washington State University. They've done research on how animals lower our cortisol, our fight-or-flight level, which is our anxiety response. And lots of times kids will just come to the farm, and the first thing they need to do, especially the high school kids, is to hold a rabbit to get their anxiety down before they even want to go work with the horses. But the horses are the biggest teachers. We have 14 wonderful, amazing horses. Two of them are little miniatures who go to the nursing homes to visit elders. And we have a nursing home component or elder component where, like yesterday, we had four youth and some volunteers take rabbits and therapy rooster and our dogs to visit elders in a senior care center. So we have lots of different components, but the animals that I think one of the first things was we went to a facility, a lockup facility for kids with mental health problems years ago, and my dog, my golden retriever, was curled up with this little boy under a rhododendron bush. And the counselor came over to me and said, I want you to see that little boy over there. He's been here for 3 months and he's never smiled till today with your dog. So, yeah, that hooked me. And it's the dogs and the horses probably have the biggest impact. But also, you know, one boy came back this year after 10 years later and said it was the chickens that taught him how to manage his anger. So you never know.
Animals really are interesting. They're interesting. I hate to use the word creature because a lot of people would take that as being negative. So let me rephrase that to they are really some of the most wonderful of God's creations on this planet. I mean, I'm sitting here in my studio right now, Corey, and my little Ewok is looks staring at me with her brown eyes, big brown eyes wide open, and for Al Corlin, as we're recording this thing, just because of the little. Our little Ewok Callie, everything is right with the world. Sonia, you deal with some people at ANT that really do have challenges. And fortunately, it's been our experience, because Kathy and I have been involved with ANT now for, I guess, going on 3 years, but it's been our experience that when these people come out the other side, because of the experiences that they have at ANT with your, 300 or some odd volunteers down there, they come out the other side generally in pretty good shape. Let's talk a little bit about the effect that you have, that ANT has on returning veterans, because I think that might be something that might spark some real interest among our listeners.
We've had veterans come here who their wives couldn't get them to leave the house, and they were ever vigilant, watching their loved ones walk down the street with possibly a gun watching to protect them. Some pretty big trauma experienced from their service, and they have learned to cry they have learned to develop hope. Sometimes it only takes one session for significant impact. But as one middle-aged veteran told me recently who'd had a lot of years of service, I said, what should I tell the population? What should I tell the public about what you have to say? And he says, you come here to ANT and you believe that you can make it. And because so many of the veterans are not making it a lot, there's a huge suicide rate. And he said, you can believe here that you can make it. And another veteran said, yeah, and tell them that it totally changed my relationship with my wife. His horse, Sienna, taught him to get along with his wife better and treat her better. And they're, yeah, so it's all kinds of subtle ways. They teach us all that. And the coolest thing, I mean, they're continually teaching me too. And we, our presentation here is not like we're going to fix you when you come here. We just invite people to come here and experience what there is offered here by the animals and the support staff and find the healer within yourself and your strength and your courage and your hope, and it comes back again. We were told recently by a new volunteer that she's 60 years old and she just found passion in her life here volunteering for the first time. So it impacts all of us. One thing I do want to mention is that most of our people are low income, so they don't have their own little Ewoks at home. They often have a hard time managing housing situations for themselves and food for themselves and their families, let alone animals. So this provides the animal touch that they need that they can't provide for themselves. So that's another big part.
Sonia, it's absolutely great chatting with you and hearing about what ANT is doing. I think it's a great organization. I know Al is very actively involved, and I'm very happy to hear about the stories when he tells me about them on a weekly basis.
You know, I got to tell you, Corey, and ladies and gentlemen out there, we support ANT on this particular program. Corey and I have begun to support ANT. My wife and I support ANT. Most of our friends support ANT. It really is an organization that is making a difference. You know, the world can be a pretty crummy place out there, but I got to tell you, when you have organizations like Animals for Natural Therapy, when you have organizations like Vancouver Children's Hospital, which we're going to talk about next week, you know what? All is well with the world. Stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.